Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey, Big Blue Nation. It's time for Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080. Now here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett, alongside Shannon the Dude.
Hello, Big Blue Nation. Welcome to Just the Cats. March 16th. Appreciate you joining us. 502-571-1080. If you want to give us a call, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Shannon the Dude is with me. Shannon?
Yeah. Yes?
Lots of crazy stuff going on. I'm going to answer you. Just give me a second. I had to swallow. I mean, I was about to
What are you doing? Are you eating your breakfast?
No,
I mean, come on. We're trying to do a radio show here.
I know it. You know, that's funny. When we first started doing this, I would get hungry, and I would get to eating something, and then...
I'm like, come on, man. We're not doing a five-hour show. We're doing a one-hour show, and you can't stop eating for 1 hour.
I haven't done that in some time now, so don't give me a hard time. But inevitably, I would be, you know how I am when I eat food and try to talk. I mean... It's never a good result.
Yeah, it usually ends up on my plate somehow. Or in my water.
In your water.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh. So, thank goodness I don't do that anymore. And I feel sorry for the microphone that's there at iHeart. And because of the fact that I don't know. I don't want to talk into it anymore. But hope everybody's doing well out there. All right. Because there's several different things we could start with this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of feel like, because we got a hiring of a new assistant football coach. You got, as you mentioned to me before we came on air, we got all these officials that are completely out of the NCAA tournament.
We got a little bit of Swaggy Cal back during his radio show last night. He had a nice quote we could play.
Yes. Okay, do you have that by chance?
I think so. I think it's right here.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Then we have to play that.
Uh-huh.
Well, I tell you what, since you've got that already queued up, because we got a couple other things in the back burner as well as the 1978 storied SEC storied. We got to talk about that for a little bit because I do have a question for you on that.
Mm-hmm.
And see what your Shannon the Dude UK history knowledge is, and
okay.
We'll see. But
yeah.
But anyway, all right, let's go ahead because Cal did have his last radio show last night, call-in show, and I if you ask me. I thought he did a really nice job. You could tell that Cal is bothering him. And maybe this Shannon could be that little bit of motivation that gets him to, back where we should all be. And that's in the tournament and one of the top seeds. What do you think?
Yeah, I would hope so. I don't think there's going to be another season to this. I don't think fans would tolerate another season even close to this. That Cal says, let's just play it. Let's just play what he
said. Yeah, play it. Go ahead and play it.
All right, here we go.
There are a lot of happy people out there that we had this kind of year. And you know what? Hey, enjoy your time now. Next year is going to come soon enough.
There we go. Yep. He says there's a lot of happy people out there.
Yeah.
Get your laughs in now because next year is going to be different.
Well, who are the happy people? Because
all the Kentucky haters out there. What do you mean?
Well,
you realize
it's not U of L right now because they can't say anything. They can't be UK's not in the tournament.
Well, hold on a minute now. Weren't you just laughing at Louisville for not making the tournament?
Yeah, but we already knew we were not making the tournament. There's a big difference there. U of L thought they were making it the entire season.
When you're
season.
Not in 16, you don't laugh at anybody.
You gotta have a little fun. Come on. See, I disagree.
Well, then
with
why
that.
Can't Louisville laugh at Kentucky?
Because they thought they were in it the entire time.
So a 13-7 team can't laugh at a 9-16 team.
Yes, exactly.
Your logic is just out the window.
It's absolutely out the window. It's probably out of this earth. So just come on, you've known that for years now. But no, I feel like that we can laugh a little more because we knew we were bad. We were admitting we were bad.
Well, hang on. I mean, Louisville still has until what, tonight?
Yeah. Is it tonight?
I think it's Tuesday. It's a Tuesday night
okay.
to possibly you know, get into the tournament if there were a, maybe a team that didn't have five players who could test negative for the coronavirus.
That's the whole problem. Since the NCAA has announced that, listen, if you got five healthy players, you're playing in the tournament.
Yeah.
And you believe that team's going to do it too. So I find it, all right, let me just ask you, what percentage do you give a team dropping out and U of L dropping in?
Oh, so let's say what chance do I have Louisville actually making the tournament because a team gets sick?
Because a team is dropping
out. I would say, phew. I mean, you would think maybe high, but they've gone through so many precautionary measures.
Yeah.
I would say it's probably 10% or less.
See, I'm at less than 1%.
Less than 1%?
Yes.
I mean, you'd realize it is possible that they could go through testing today and have an entire team full of, you know, COVID positive tests.
Right. And that's why I say there's still a chance, but I'm giving it less than 1%.
Okay.
So. They're going to be watching the games with us.
And probably so.
And I think that's what's going to happen. And it's a shame because I will say Sunday, first thing I wanted to see, okay, Duke is out, right? And just to make sure, because even though they got the positive COVID test and they're supposed to be out, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking there is a chance they'll get in there. And of all the teams that would get in, it would be Duke. And so that's the first thing I looked at. Okay, so thank goodness Duke didn't make it. But I thought, wait a minute. I didn't see Louisville down through that entire list. I'm like, I read the brackets probably 3 or 4 times without exaggeration, thinking, okay, I'm simply missing it. I was in total shock that U of L didn't make it.
Well, when they were doing the bracket reveal, they hadn't shown Iona and they hadn't shown Louisville. I said, here's what's going to happen.
Yes.
You're going to have Louisville, the 10 seed. Iona, the 15 seed, and if those two teams win, they're going to be playing each other in the second round. I thought for sure that's what was going to happen.
Wouldn't that have been fun? That's a game that I feel like, even with Big Blue Nation and the total dislike of Rick Pitino and U of L, I feel like that would have been must-watch TV.
Yeah, it would have been, for sure. You know, you talk about trying to get ratings up when there's a lot of blue bloods not in the tournament. Yeah. That would be one game that a lot of eyes would be on.
Well,
but go ahead.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Well, we mentioned, you know, teams possibly not being in the tournament because of positive COVID cases.
Yes.
We got to talk about the fact that there were 6 officials yesterday who, one tested positive, but the other 5 were in close contact. So contact tracing basically knocks them out of any opportunity of officiating the NCAA tournament. And the reasoning was apparently because they got to the hotel, but the rooms weren't ready. So these 6 officials go out for lunch, 1 test positive, the other 5 were, of course, with this guy, and so now they can't be a part of the tournament because of contact tracing.
Can you believe that? They just simply went to lunch, and that's all they did.
They said they were given, permission by the NCAA to go have lunch together.
So thank goodness nobody is to blame except the NCAA.
Yeah, and Teddy Valentine.
They did nothing wrong. They did every precautionary measure.
Yeah, TV Teddy Valentine is one of those.
That's the part.
He will not be gyrating up and down the floor during the NCAA tournament.
That's got to be killing his ego. He's one of them that probably, he does. He drives me crazy the most because it's all about him and getting TV time.
That's why they call him TV Teddy.
I know, exactly. So it's got to be killing him. But, I mean, so what are we going to do now? We're going to go down to the YMCA and say, hey, guys, can we pick up a couple of officials here to take care of the NCAA tournament?
I mean, we've talked about how bad the officiating has been. So maybe this is, maybe it'll turn it into a positive. Maybe they'll actually get some good officials in there.
Exactly. Can you imagine? Maybe the SEC and Greg Sankey and the head officials for the SEC will be watching now to see if these fill-in officials do a good job. And we can actually get some good ones in the SEC.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm always ripping the SEC officials.
Because they've been traditionally terrible.
Why is there such a difference in football officiating
I don't know.
Basketball?
I'm not
because
sure.
I know there's some bad officials in football, but I just mean it seems like it's so much worse.
I'm not sure about basketball if SEC officials are worse than other conferences. I think maybe we think that just because we simply watch more SEC games. But
that's not what I'm comparing.
I know. You're saying football.
Yeah, football to basketball. Is it because of the fact that
it's a different game?
Everybody thinks, well, you think that's the reason? I find it hard to believe that just because it's a different game.
You got more officials out there, too.
Well, that might be the case right there. And because you got one official that can come over and save the other guy. Well, you know, you got two other officials on the basketball court that can come in and say, well, wait a minute. That's not what happened. It right. seems like they protect each other more and support each other more in basketball when it comes to officiating than it does in football.
Maybe so.
I don't know. I mean, I do see the difference. Maybe it's just me being biased, but I see a difference between how bad the officiating is in football compared to basketball.
Maybe it's because you got a good friend who is an SEC official.
Well, yeah. You think that's it? Okay, Matt Austin is a good guy. I tell you what, and he's done a great job on the SEC.
Yeah, he has.
I've really enjoyed him, and you know what? He knows the game. Obviously, he does. But, I mean, the way he breaks it down when it comes to certain calls, I just think he's done a great job, and maybe I am a little biased.
He's a very good football official. He just didn't like my question about should officials have to go after the game and answer questions from the media.
You know, and I think that's a fair question. I agree with you.
Everybody else has to go answer questions from the media. Everybody else has they line them up and they say, okay, here's your question. Here's Michael Bennett. He's going to ask you a question.
Oh, jeez.
And then everybody but the officials.
Yeah. Well, all right. I know we got to take a break, but let me ask you this. If they did, for some reason down the road, allowed or forced, basically forced an official to come, do you think all of them would have to come, or do you think the head official for that particular game is who would have to come?
One's fine.
Yeah. I'm with you there. So, but then we're still going to have controversy because if he wasn't the one that made a bad call, he's going to support his other official that worked on his team that made that bad call. He's not going to call out that guy.
Well, that's like a coach.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
You get to talk to all the players after the game.
Exactly. Well, yeah, John went down, but, you know, we got next man up, so... That's coach talk with a referee. So, all right, let's go ahead and take our first break. 502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call. Lots to talk about today, including we got a little more news on a player that decided to stay at Kentucky and all kinds of, we got a new running back coach, all kinds of stuff. So give me a call, or give us a call, I should say. And also, you know what? It's time to go get your fresh cup of coffee from the Coffee Zone. And it's not coffee. It's coffee. I don't know why I screwed that up, but go to the Coffee Zone.
Because you're reading the copy.
I am not reading a thing. I'm doing it from memory right here. I'm sitting right here. Yeah, on the back of my car, just doing it from memory. So, but the Coffee Zone there at the corner of Whips Mill and New LaGrange Road, right across the street from the YMCA that's over there close to Hurstburn Lane. Conveniently located. Go give them a chance because I tell you what, they're great people and they got a great product. It's Craig and Diana Bishop. They'll be able to take care of you and make you that fresh roasted cup of coffee that they probably just roasted those beans within the last few days. But anyway, give them a try. It's the Coffee Zone, corner of Whips Mill and New LaGrange Roads. All right, we'll be right back. Lots to talk about this morning. Come join us. This is Just the Cats.
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. I am a little hyper today, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
I don't know why. I mean, we just had the spring forward. And I'm already used to the time. I have no idea why.
I am not.
Are you really?
Normally, I would wake up early.
Yes.
And now I'm waking up at the same time, which is now an hour later.
I'm waking up at 5. I'm actually waking up an hour earlier. And I have no idea. And I went out late last night with my friends down here.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
You're partying.
I was a little too much. I got a little bit of a rum in me, and that was all she said. Have you heard about this? This came out last week, and I've been wanting to talk with you about it, not by myself or with other people. I wanted to talk to you about it. There's a New York school, a private school up there, evidently extremely expensive. It's like, I think they said the tuition for one semester. Are you ready? This is a lower school, middle school, and a high school. The upper school or high school is $57,000 a semester.
For a high school?
For a high school, which means it's $114,000 a year.
So only the top 1% of people are going to this. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, they came out with a new rule. They're encouraging, in this long draft that they came out with, and they presented to all their students, that they are encouraging their students to stop calling their parents, and mom and dad.
What do they want them to call them?
Exactly. That's my very next question. Are you ready for this? they want them to be called grown-ups or folks or family or guardians. Because they don't want them to think, okay, we're differentiating everybody because we have all have different types of family situations. It's called the real world, people. I mean, my gosh, because, you know, oh, my mom and dad. Well, we can't say that because, you know, that person might have only a mom. That person might only have
a dad. So what happens if they say it?
They're
going to fine them another $57,000?
Probably so. I mean, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And then if you have like a babysitter or a nanny come pick you up, you're supposed to refer to them as your caregiver.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
That's some rich people problems right there.
See, is that it? Is it rich people yeah. problem or? But I don't see how.
Why are you panting?
I'm not panting. Well, this is frustrating me. When I hear something like this, I think we are wasting so much time arguing about something like this that can we not live in the real world? Because some people, guess what? Some kids have one parent.
Yeah.
And that's the real world. Some people have two parents. I was lucky enough to have the two greatest parents in the world. My dad would go pick up. Unfortunately, I lost my mom 20 years ago next month. And my dad would brag when he would go to school and tell all these young, because he liked flirting with all the other moms. But he would go there.
It rubbed off on his kid.
But very much so it did. I am like my dad, and I take that as a compliment. But he would always go brag and say, I'm a manny. And he goes, you know what that is? That means I'm a male nanny. He would just always think that was the funniest thing. And my boys would just shake their head like you're doing right now, basically.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's go to the phone lines. 502-571-1080. Who's up first?
Mike.
Mike, what's going on?
I tell you guys, I'm Michael, I'm really excited about football with the new coaches. I think as excited as Matt was about you drawing me that poster of Emmanuel.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
This is the guy who calls in about the poster.
Oh, okay. I got
you. I could hear the excitement in your voice. I think you'll really be excited when you get that poster finally.
Really? But I'd really like for you to draw me one. I think I'd be excited about that.
So now, Michael, you got to draw the guy a poster.
Thanks a lot, Shannon. I really appreciate that.
All right, Mike, anything else we can do for you today?
Well, I just want to talk a little bit about the football, new football coaches. I think with these new football coaches that, we can move up in the SEC, with the new coaches and the players coming back and Wandale Robinson. I think he's going to be a what grade is he going to be? Is he going to be like a junior or what?
No, he's going to be a sophomore, I believe, is what he's coming out
a
to
sophomore.
Be. Yeah, and but let's be honest here. When it comes to him, he's only going to be here at the most 1 year.
Right.
And I appreciate the phone call. Good hearing from you. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be drawing you a picture of Emmanuel quickly.
I got to mention, yesterday.
Yes.
Your buddy Matt got a little upset because I think Andy. Or Andy's mom, I'm not sure exactly which one it was, said...
Yeah, it was Andy's mom!
Said, Michael's a lot nicer than Matt Jones is.
It's true!
And Matt got a little bit offended by that.
Well, yeah.
I said that I think the reason is when callers call in...
Yes.
They'll make a point, and then Michael will say, well, is there anything else you got? Anything else we can help you with? And I think that's why that he said that.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. But Matt, to Matt's point, though, you do have to keep a show moving. Some callers just want to go on and on and on. Okay. You can't do that.
Well, no, you can't do that, and I don't think I do that. I do let callers call in and take a little bit more time than maybe Matt does. I don't know. I don't time what how.
Yeah,
how
and you got half the show on. That he does, too, as far as time goes.
So I don't know. I mean, I thought it was funny. I was a little afraid to retweet it because I was going to think, okay, my gosh, somebody's going to call me now and say, you can't tweet those things out there. That's not nice. What if I did that to you? So let's go ahead and take one more quick call before we go to the break.
TJ,
what's up next?
TJ,
real quick before we got to go.
Hey, what's up, guys? There's only one way to drink coffee, and that's straight black, no sugar, no cream. And number two, that ain't rich people stuff. I'm not going to get into that, but that's...
Thank you.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
But anyway.
That's not rich people problems right there, and I appreciate the phone call. But, yes, Shannon...
You're just going to hang up on TJ like that? He may say that Matt Jones is nicer than you now.
No, I thought that was it. He said that's all. Okay. I mean, come on. Right. He said, well, that's it. So, I mean, how am I hanging up on him?
Okay.
But no, I just, and plus we got to go. It's a hard break. I mean, why am I making excuses with you? You know why I'm doing it. You're just trying to get me all rattled up. But the fact is, I might be a little nicer. So I'm proud of that. I was proud of Andy. And guess what? I might buy him a Shane and the Dude brew next time we go to baseball. All right, let's take a break. We got to talk about John Settles when we come back.
Don't call me, don't.
Now back to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080. Or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Shannon, I got a tweet from Michelle.
Yeah.
She said, hey, Michael Bennett, I'm headed to Louisville today and want to pick up Shannon Dude Brew. Where do I get it?
It's very limited in Louisville. Khalil's out on Dixie Highway is the only place that I know that carries it on a consistent basis.
Why is it limited in Louisville? Why, is there a reason? Because you live in Louisville.
Right.
You think they would have several places in Louisville that you could pick that up.
Well, I mean, it is made in Lexington.
I understand.
And that's why we wanted to try to get that bill passed that we talked about a month ago.
Yes.
Where it would allow small breweries to basically do their own distribution and not be at the mercy of a bigger distribution.
Yeah.
Like Kentucky Eagle and Heidelberg, who deliver, you know, small breweries, beers across the Commonwealth. So if that gets passed, then little places like Rock House would be able to do their own distribution, and then I would think help it, you know, get to places in Louisville.
There you go. Well, hopefully that does.
Does that make sense?
What do you think about the? Yeah, it does. It does, and hopefully that is the case because I think that's what's nice. The smaller breweries, they need as much attention as they can. You know, Holsoppel sponsors us, just like Rock House sponsors you. Mm-hmm. They need that help and allow them to go out and sell their own product instead of being at the mercy of all these huge distributors that are all obviously going to cater to the big breweries.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, no offense to the distributors or the big breweries, but these small breweries, they deserve a lot of attention. It's really good beer. I mean, if you ask me, Sam Gamble at Holsoppel, he'll give me something to drink every time I go meet with him. That's why I go meet with him as much as I can. And I haven't had a bad beer yet. So if you're in Linden and you want to go try Holsoppel, man, you really need to go. Sometimes they have live music out there. They get outdoor seating, all kinds of stuff. So I just did a free commercial for them. But anyway, what'd you think about the hiring of running backs coach John Settle coming from Wisconsin, Shannon? That's a big deal.
Big
right
hire,
there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Looking forward to him getting to work with the running backs and seeing what kind of offense we can have this year.
Yeah. I asked some of the people in the program yesterday, what do you think about John Settle? And you know what the consistent answer I got from everyone was?
What?
Focused.
Focused.
Yes, he's totally focused. Now, what I want to think, because keep in mind, Wisconsin is no slacker when it comes to football. That's their main sport there. And he's coming to Kentucky. If you listen to Mark Stoops yesterday in his press conference about spring practice, he was genuinely, and I mean genuinely, Shannon, excited about this hire. Because this dude, he played at Appalachian State. He went undrafted. This is the cool part I like. He went undrafted to the Falcons and became the first running back in NFL history to go to the NFL undrafted and get 1,000 yards in a season.
Wow.
How do you like that?
That's pretty impressive.
Played in the Pro Bowl and then, and of course, did really well. So it almost makes you feel like we're doing really well. Vince Merrill's done an incredible job in Michigan. Kind of makes you feel, do we have a shot now? Is that the new frontier for us? Is not only Michigan, now going to Wisconsin and bringing football players down here?
It's going to eventually take over every state, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 502-571-1080. Who's up?
Paul.
Paul, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
I'm great. Thank you.
Shannon, fellow Bellarmine alum here, so I don't know if you saw that Bellarmine accepted a bid to play in the CBI down in Florida. They play Army in their first-round matchup on Monday, so that'll be exciting.
Yeah, I'll be watching that, absolutely.
And then two questions, and then I'll hop off. First one, if your life depended on it, would you take Gonzaga or the field to win the tournament?
Ooh.
And two, do you think Dante Allen will be a starter next year for Kentucky? All right,
ooh, I like those. Okay, great questions right there, Paul. All right, Shannon, if your life depended on it,
mm-hmm.
would you pick Gonzaga or the field?
I'm taking the field. Just simply because you, simple math. I got 67.
Exactly. Simple
I got 67
math, which I sucked
teams.
At math, by the way.
You're giving me 67 teams to one team?
Yeah.
I'll take the 67 teams. We've seen, you know, in the past that anybody can be beaten in the NCAA tournament. I mean, look at Virginia a few years ago. They were the number one seed. They lost to a 16 in the first round.
16 seed, exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean, as good a chance as Gonzaga may have at winning it, I think there's a lot better chance that the field would win it.
Yeah, because I really think that Baylor's going to give them a hard way to go, too. Baylor's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is, when you start going down that path of being undefeated, you're almost what is equally as much pressure as being undefeated and winning another game as much as the opposing team you're playing. I think that really adds more pressure to it.
I could see that having a mental effect on
you. Yes. So I'm with you. I think if I'm picking, I do think that of the two teams that have the best chance of winning, I do think it's Baylor and Gonzaga. I think it's going to be one of those two teams.
I filled out my bracket last night, and I had a team winning it that I did not expect to have winning it.
Who?
Should I say? I don't know. I don't want you to take my pick here.
You should say it. No, I'm not going to take your pick.
You're going to be like, what?
Yeah, I am.
But, I mean, this has been a what year, right?
Yeah, it has been.
I mean, if I said to you at the beginning of the year, Kentucky's going to finish 9-16, you would say, what?
Exactly. I'd say you're nuts.
I've got Houston winning the tournament.
Wow. Is that Kelvin Sampson still the head coach there at Houston?
I'm just saying I picked the teams based on, you know, I tried not to say, well, this is the team that I'm going to have winning it going in. Just try to look at the matchups.
Yeah, you're right. I am saying what?
Well,
I could see that back in the 80s this year. But
they are a two seed, I'll remind you.
Yeah, but did they really have that strong of a schedule?
I mean, there's a lot of teams that did that. Did Gonzaga really have that tough of a schedule?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
You're right on that argument.
People are picking them to win the championship, so what's the difference?
Are. Because it's the popular thing to do is to pick
exactly. So if you're filling out a bracket and trying to win it, do you want to go with the popular decision, or do you want to go off in left field a little bit?
See, I like that, I'm not going that far in left field where it's going to be Houston.
Well, did you have Loyola Chicago and Sister Jean and the...
Absolutely not. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But, I mean, all right, so I'll go back with the same question we just got a minute ago from Paul. If your life depended on it, would you pick Houston or the rest of the field?
Oh, I'd pick the field. Anytime.
Okay, anytime
you give me the field versus one team, I'm always taking the field.
When it came to the Derby, I would always pick the field, too. I would always put, like, $10 to win on the field because there is a strong chance because just pure numbers tell you that you have a really good chance of winning.
We've talked about this before. I mean, you could play the NCAA tournament 20 times and have maybe 20 different winners.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly correct because it's just so random.
Yep.
I mean, one night some team can get hot, and the next night, guess what? Just like with Mississippi State, they got hot against Kentucky, and then the next day would happen against Alabama. They just totally bombed.
Especially this year. I mean, with all the blue bloods that are not in the tournament. And like we said, Gonzaga has, you know, they're undefeated, but who have they really played this year?
Yeah, nobody. I mean,
they played some teams, but not.
Well, they played Pepperdine. I mean, that's where my oldest son went to school. That's a tough game right there.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, and Houston played Tulane. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Who's the next caller?
Scott.
Scott, what's going on?
Hey, you're lucky I'm awake. I was getting like John Short. I already fall asleep.
Sorry, man.
Don't do that now.
Here's the problem. You know, this show is becoming so popular. We're getting so many calls now. It's hard to get everybody on in the hour.
That's awesome. Hey, I just wanted to call.
Hey, wait a minute, Scott. I don't know if you're being facetious or you being...
Well, you don't know if I'm being facetious or not.
Yeah. Go ahead, Scott. Go ahead.
Hey, even the big shows some days have little callers, so don't feel too bad.
It's true.
Hey, I just wanted to say, talk about Coach Settle. Really, really excited to get him in there. He's also had 6 Heisman Trophy candidates.
That's
that
right.
Coach also. And that is big in my eyes. You know, just to develop these guys just a touch more. You know, Chris Rodriguez or Smoke, what else can they be with his training? So that really excites me for this year.
See, I'm with you right there because he's already got, Scott, some really good running backs in his stable and a couple of the sophomores that are going to be really good, too. So we've got some Travis Tisdale. I've heard Vince Merrill talk several times to me. Hey, buddy. You got to watch Tisdale, and I'm like, okay, I'll watch him. He goes, he's been, when they were practicing for the bowl game, last December. He said that dude has drastically improved. So, I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. So I can see why Mark Stoops was really excited and almost like he was a little surprised that he did come to Kentucky. But this is great. I mean, Stoops, and that's the other thing I was talking about, Shannon, but last night with some friends of mine, is that Stoops has retained a lot of his staff. And I think that's a real compliment to Mark Stoops and staff.
Absolutely it is. When you make your staff happy, you make your team happy, nobody wants to leave. They know that they're a part of something special that's building up here in Kentucky.
Yeah. See, I let Scott stay on the entire time. Scott, yeah. Do you have anything else?
Thanks a lot for asking, but no, I do not.
All right, Scott, we'll talk to you later.
All right, we'll see you later.
Have a great day, Scott. Hope it's the best ever.
Maybe that's it. Have the greatest day of your life, Scott.
You
I mean, there you go. So that's the difference right there. Maybe that is the difference.
Yep.
I don't know. I think it would be fun. I know it's never going to happen, but it would be fun if Matt did a show with me or I did a show with Matt. I think the problem would be, though, he and I have such strong personalities. I think we would be stepping over each other every single time to where it would upset him to no end.
Well, I don't think we're going to have to worry about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Ever happening. So.
But you know, instead of worrying about it, what should we do?
Well,
what's going to help you, Shannon?
I think that both of you guys should chill out and take some cornbread hemp. And I know some people have asked me, why do they call it cornbread hemp? Well, the co-founder, yes. Jim Higdon, wrote the book The Cornbread Mafia, which some of you may have read, which is what the company is named after. And this is a family-owned, co-founded by two cousins in Louisville business. They source 100% of their hemp from a single organic family farm in central Kentucky. And we've talked about why you might want to use CBD, maybe for pain, anxiety, or sleep. You can go there on their website, cornbreadhemp.com. Check out all their products. And right now, if you use the promo code CATS on your first order, you're going to save 25%. 25% off. Promo code CATS. Cornbreadhemp.com. Also available now on Amazon Prime. You can get it delivered to you, Michael, even in Florida, in just 2 days.
Always giving me a hard time. You did a pretty good job with that. I'd do better on the livery, but you did
Good job. You were supposed
there.
To do your livery today.
No, it's too late. No, I'll keep mine to myself. We'll do it another day, but you did a nice job.
Well, anyway, coming up next segment.
Yes, we've got to talk about Archie Miller.
No.
What else? Okay.
Remember yesterday when we were going off the air, I was telling you that I was going to tell you all about the 1977-78 UK basketball roster.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
okay.
I'm going to tell you all the knowledge that I have of it. So we'll get to that coming up next.
We haven't even talked about the SEC story last night.
Well, you're the host. Whose fault's that?
Everybody's raving about it. Well, you're the co-host. You can bring it up, too.
I try to. You keep shutting me down.
All right.
You want to talk about kids and what they're supposed to call their parents in rich schools.
Rich schools. It's not a rich person problem. It's not.
I don't think that they're doing that in Seneca. They're not doing
that. No, but that's a public school. That's the difference.
Bullitt East High School isn't asking their kids
to
call their parents Papa and Mama.
Yeah, and you know what? If I called my dad Papa, he would look at me and say, would you just call
Guardian.
Caregiver. Jerry. When I would get mad at my dad, I would call him Jerry. Do you ever do that to Terry?
No.
Would you get mad at him? That
I've
you would
never
just
called
Terry?
My dad Terry.
Yeah, yeah. My dad's first boss, and Dad would always make fun of it, would call him Jerry Boy.
I feel weird even calling my dad Terry talking to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Weird.
Well, do you want me to call him Dad? Do you want to say, hey, Daddy? Your daddy or what?
I'm your daddy.
Oh, but very true. You are my daddy. Yeah. We got to take a break. Good gosh. We got to talk about Archie Miller when we get back. Plus, another player announced yesterday, Shannon. Are you a little surprised about it? We'll talk about that when we get back. This is Just the Cats.
You are listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080. I guess the stones are coming
too fast. See, I like that song right there.
Well, good, because Alice Bluegown will be covering this song.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
So you can get this kind of a scream sing down?
That's not a scream.
Well, he kind of does it a little bit.
Nah.
All right. This is a good song right here.
That's right.
Okay.
While we're playing it.
Okay. All right. Well, I look forward to you covering this. Have you been alerting any places, businesses coming there and playing?
Not yet. Not yet. We'll get there.
Well, what kind of time frame are we talking about?
Slow down
now. 4 or 5 years?
We've got to make sure the stuff sounds good before we go out there and let the public ears hear it.
I understand
that. Can't just throw anybody out there. you know how it is now. Everybody's got a phone in their hands. They'll have all kinds of stuff up on Twitter. Look how terrible this band sounds. This is the worst cover band ever.
Yeah, it's not Shannon the Dude, it's Shannon the Suck. So, yeah, you're right about that. I'm just kidding. I would never say that about you, I promise.
You just did.
No, I was just joking with you. So, hey, how about Bud Dupree? Did you see? Listen, I'm glad. And I've had a number of people. I tweeted out just a little bit before the show. 28 years old, the dude has now gone from Pittsburgh down to Titans, Tennessee Titans, and he's making $16 million a year. He's got a multi-year contract with him.
Great for him. Hey.
Yeah, exactly. I'm happy for him.
I should have either been a coach or played football. Why did I start radio?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, is it football that seems like it's a lot easier to get that kind of money? Or which
I think it's baseball.
Think?
Baseball is just ludicrous, especially for some of these pitchers who only have to play once every 5 or 6 days.
That part's true, but here's the problem with baseball. It can take years for you to get up to Major League Baseball. You got to live like a slave, a really poor person, where you're in the minor leagues for who knows how many years.
Well, that's what the joke is when we go, you know, do these Thirsty Thursday promotions for the radio station out at Slugger Field.
Yes.
We always park in the player parking lot. We go, well, you can tell who's been to the major leagues and who hasn't based on
what
they drive.
That's exactly right. You can see
you have a range of beaten up cars that look like they just, you know, get pulled in off of the monster truck circuit. And then you got some of these really nice, you know, $100,000 cars, something that Michael Bennett would drive. I go, man, look at that. Oh, that's not a player. That's Michael's car. Okay.
Stop it. That is not true. But all right, let's go back to the phone lines. 502-571-1080. Who's up next?
John.
John, what's going on?
Hello, Michael. How you going?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Okay, Michael. I think three of the number one seeds will probably make the final four.
Saying? Because you got Illinois, Michigan, Baylor, and Gonzaga. So which three of the four are you talking about? Or I should say, which one is not making it to the final four?
Not making it, Michigan.
Really? Why do you say Michigan?
I may be wrong. Well, I don't know. They are good, but they Livers is out. Their guard.
Right. And that's the big difference right there. He's out for, I believe, the rest of the season. So,
out the rest of the season. But, yeah, I think he is. But that will hurt them. And that's who I think. And I think there's going to be some 12 seeds upset in the first round. Might be Oregon State against Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know, also, Georgetown got hot in the Big East tournament. They could upset Florida State in the first round. Could.
Yeah, but I'll take Leonard Hamilton over Patrick Ewing any day. I mean, besides that, if they play that game in Madison Square Garden, they're going to know who Leonard Hamilton is and probably not going to know who Patrick Ewing is. So they might not let their own coach in the stadium.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
I'm joking.
Yeah, I know they didn't greet him too well in the Big East tournament. They played in Madison Square Garden, so
I
don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either.
Yep.
All right, then. Well, thank you for the phone call. Good talking to you.
Yeah, have a good day.
You do the same. I thought that was a pretty good joke, Shannon, but you must be going back to your bad mood like you were in yesterday.
No, I was not in a bad mood.
Okay, yeah. I know you weren't, but some people were saying that. All right, let's talk about the question that Paul had a little bit ago. You know, the announcement yesterday from Dante's mom, which I love. I love it when the parents get involved, the grandparents. And, of course, you know, Dante's grandmother got a little involved that Dante's not going anywhere. We don't know who this fool is. He's not a part of this family. He's not even in our tree.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. But so Dante's mom yesterday, Dante Allen, of course, on the basketball team, made the comment that Dante is staying at Kentucky. So... Do you believe that that's the case now?
Yes, absolutely. I think he'll be there.
So do I.
Now, the question earlier was, will he start? I forget who asked what one of the callers asked
that. Yeah. Paul asked that question. Will he start?
I don't think he'll start, but I think he'll get significant minutes.
See, I think so, too. Now, because here's the problem. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on Cal for him to play a lot next year.
Yeah.
And Cal's going to fight that. It's going to be difficult. So, by the way, we didn't get to talk about it today, but I want to talk about it tomorrow. There is a NBA analyst out there that says Calipari's offense is antiquated.
That's where all this stuff started.
We're going to talk about it tomorrow.
And
you better
I was going to tell you about the 1977-78 yeah. basketball team.
Whatever.
I know all. Yeah. I know every single person on the roster. I'm going to tell you about them.
You got it right there in front of your computer screen.
No, you're so full. See you tomorrow.
All right, everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Just a cat.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.